friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and the schus Ruth Victoria Bastila Rovida, the schus Rachel Bas Shimon Aaron, Yechezkel Shomer Shimon Aaron, Yekasuber Shimon Aaron, Rivka Bela Bas Shimon Aaron. Shalom Habracha Vatzlacha. Chol Maase Yedehem. Be learning the sugya of Nisachu Amos in the Gemara Nisachas Kiddushin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. And this Torah is based on that of Agon Agadol, Rabbi Abba Berman, Secher Tzadik Livrocho. It says in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Damri Tavera Mekudeshes, Be'alfa Pishan Nisachu Amos, Mai Taim Ahani Zizi Lolem Ovedamu, Vlof Yukadun Damu, that if a person gives a woman money and he says to her that she's mekudeshes with this money after 30 days. The question is she mekudeshes or is she not mekudeshes? So the Gemara says that according to Rav and Shmuel, she's mekudeshes. Why is she mekudeshes? Nisachu Amos. The monies were already consumed. So why should she be mekudeshes? Omer li shehiskachli lo b'achar b'kitvaso shloshim yom. Mao. Man says to a woman, marry me after 30 days. And nobody comes in the interim to marry her. So Rav and Shmuel both say, Mekudeshes, even though Nisachlu Amos, the money was consumed, she's still married. Why? Because Hani Zuzei Lola Milvedamu, this money, even though they're not Ba'olam, they're not like a milveh, that I'm a Kaddish B'milveh. And I'm a Mekudeshes, can't marry a woman with money she owes you. And Lola Pikadon, they're not like a Pikadon Biara Isha. Why they're not like a pikadon? Lo pikadon tamu, pikadon mishus demarika misakli. A pikadon is consumed. A pikadon is in the rishus of the mafkid, and in his rishus, the money was consumed, and now they're not ba'olam. So you can't be makadish. So that's why. If a man gives a woman a pikadon, he wants to marry her with the money, so his money is gone. It remained in his rishus. And now the money is gone. So he's nothing to be makadisha with. And if he gives a woman a pikadon, he gives a woman $100 to hold on to, or something to hold on to, and it's gone, can't be makadish. Because it was in his rishus and now it's gone. But these are in her rishus. And we don't care that they're not in the world anymore. Because she was the one who spent it. So that's the distinction between pikadon and our case of kiddushin. It's also not like a milveh, because milveh lo tzanitna. A milveh is given to spend. And when he's mekadisha afterwards with this milveh, the money is gone. But hani b'taras kedushin yahavinu niela. These monies, were given b'taras kedushin. These monies were given b'taras kedushin. He says it's kachi lachar shloshim yom. Milvas lahotza. These money were b'taras kedushin given, and therefore he's mekadisha with these mos. So she's mekudeshes. Ad kan misugis hagimorit. The Rashba explains divor maschin esaklu amos. The time of the milsa, the kevin del shem kedushin nitnu b'tchilasan, since they were given originally as kedushin. Af al pisha b'sha shirui and lachul einan ba'olam. Even though in the kedushin was chal, the money is no longer in the world. Mikol makom kevin shim lo nigmar akinyan yesh ala lachziram. Nevertheless, since the kinyan hadn't been completed, she would have to return the monies. Roi manu osam kilu hem b'em. We see them as if they are still extant. Uva oiso hanna hi miskadeshes. And she's miskadeshes with that hanna. Just like she's miskadeshes with the hanna of a milveh. The hanna's milveh we saw earlier in the Gemara. She's miskadeshes. So here also, with the hanna, there's a hanna she gets here. Because by being mekadesher, he gives her $100 for kedushin. And now the money's gone, and if he's not mekadesher, she has to return the money. So now she's off the hook. She doesn't have to return the money anymore. So that's a suk shel hanna. So he's mekadesher with this hanna. Ad kan midivrei kotsher shel harashbo. Sefer Avnei Miluim, Siman Mem, Besif Katan Alef, Hu Bi'er at Divrei HaRashba. Hu Kotev Kach. Hu Midvarav Nira, Delachar Shloshim, Mekudeshet Bahai Hana'a, Sheneftaret Mimenu. From his words it would appear that after 30 days, she is Mekudeshes with the Hana'a, that now she is rid of him. She's miskadeshes b'hai hanash and nifteres mimenu. She is now p'tura from him. Baruch sheptarani me'oin shel zeh. So she's also p'tura now. From this guy. Ve'af agav de b'milveh ena mekudeshes guy gavna. By milvesh, he can't stand being makadisha. He has to specify it's bahanas, the hana that I'm being moichel the milveh. Hacha de l'shem kiddushim nitnu metchilatan. Here it's different, because here it was given from the get-go for kiddushin. Kevan de en. De l'shem kiddushin nitnu metchilasan. Im lohaya misratze betchilasa lohaya nosen kesef klal lohaya malvala klal mashenkin b'shar milveh shekvar bo liyada l'shum milveh. And in this case he gave it to her originally for kedushin. A milveh alone, the money came into her hands l'shem loan. But this came to her hands l'shem kedushin. So it comes out from the Avnei Miluim that in our case, since it was given l'shem kedushin, she's mekudeshes. Whereas a milveh, you can't be mekadesh b'milveh because that wasn't given l'shem kedushin, and now the money's already gone. But here, originally he wanted it to be for Kiddushin. So his statement at the beginning that he wants it to be for Kiddushin makes the Kiddushin chal after 30 days, even though the money's gone. But the milveh he gave her originally is a milveh, it's gone. And I want to talk Kiddushin. The money is over. Money is gone. Ad kan midivrei avnei miluim. However, it's hard to understand how it's effective that the metchila he gave it to her b'tayras Kiddushin. Ech mahani mashe mitchila nosan abetolas kedushin lenin shelo yitztorich sheyomer lo shemekatshe banos mechilas milveh. In other words, the Avnei Miluim says that by a milveh you have to say harad mekudashesli behanos mechilas milveh. Then it works. But here you don't have to, because he gave it to her l'shem kedushin. Seder he gave it to her l'shem kedushin, but why shouldn't he have to say banas mechilas milveh? That's what he's marrying her with. The money itself is gone. So now what he's marrying her with after these 30 days is the Anas Mechilas Milva. Just because he gave it to L'Shem Kedushin, why shouldn't he have to save Anas Mechilas Milva? Not only that, the Lashon of the Rashba is not mashma like the Avnei Miluim understands, that he's marrying her by Anas Mechilas Milva, because the Rashba writes, Roim Anu Oysam Ki'ilu Hein Be'ein. We see the money as if they're Be'ein, as if they're still here. So that doesn't sound like a Tanas Mechilas Milva. Sounds like we see the money that it's still here, and Mamela's being marrying her with this money. According to the Avnei Miluim, there's no Be'ein. Ain't Amala Daber Po Al Be'ein, because money is gone. And he's marrying her by Nas Mechilas Milva. What's their Be'ein? He's marrying her with the fact that she's Ptura from him, that she's off the hook now. She doesn't have to pay him back. So the Rashba doesn't seem mashma like the Avnei Miluim understands him. Not only that, it's more shver when you kick a rhyme in Tosfos, in the Seches Yevamos, on page 93a, Divar Masel Knu Elcha Me'achshav Kona, Stam Kedushim Kesvei Afilu Nesachu Amos, Choshev Kol Shok Ki'ilu Hein Be'ein, Shemos Nisha Reitzel Amakne, Vim Lo Nasa Kinyan Hayamut Al Olav, La'achzirim V'choshev Ki'ilu Hein Be'ein L'Shem Kedushim. Stam Kedushim is with money, and even if the money is consumed, it's as if they're Be'ein Kol Shah, because the money is still by the Makne, and it's as if there's still Be'ein L'Shem Kiddushin. See, Tosis doesn't say a word about Hana. They just say that the money is considered like it's Be'ein. So, in Tosis also, you can't say Pshat in the Avnei, like the Avnei Miluim wants to say, that we view the money that he's marrying her with the Hana. No. It's marrying her with the actual money. We see the money as if it's Bain. The Nachnu Ma'od Rotsim Lehavin Et Lehavin Et HaRashba Ma'od Mishtokek HaLev. Yesh Koshi Nosaf בדברי אבני מילואים, מה שכתוב במסכת בחורות, גמרא מאוד מעניינת בדף ממתת, שם כתוב איתמה הפודד בנו בתוך 30 יום, רב אמר בנו פדוי, שמואל אמר אין בנו פדוי. מישהו פודד בנו בתוך 30 יום. Somebody redeems his firstborn son within 30 days. Rav said he's redeemed. Shmuel says he's not. Everybody holds מכולי אלמא מעכשיו אין בנו פדוי. לאחר 30 יום ויסנו למוס ועדי בנו פדוי. If it's after, so now he's not פדוי. After 30 days and the money's still around, he's פדוי. He's definitely redeemed. So that's not the subject of the dispute. כי פליגי, what's their argument? לאחר 30 יום ונסלח לאחלו המוס. After 30 days and the money is consumed. רב says בנו פדוי. מי דדהווה הקדושה אישה? Rav says the son is redeemed like Kiddushin. Because by Kiddushin, Laba Fogavdinis Achlu Amos Havi Kiddushay Hachinami Loishna. So by Kiddushin, even though the money is consumed, nevertheless it's Kiddushin. So too here. After 30 days, it's Kiddushin, Mazel Tov. Shmuel says no. Hasan biyadu lekatsha meyachsha biyadu lekatsha meyachshav. Hachain biyadu lefdoisa meyachshav. By Kiddushin, B'yado L'katsha Me'achshav, he can already be Mekadesher from now. Since he can be Mekadesher from now, it also works later. If he gives it to her now, it works later. But Hacha by Pidyon HaBen, and B'yado L'fdosa Me'achshav, he has no right to be Poda now, and Memela, if he does it now, it doesn't work. Ad kan mi'divrei Agmara. Now, if we say like the Avne Miluyim, Shebe Kiddushin Mahani, Mishum Shemekatshe Bahano Sheneftaris Mimenu, Ech Zeshayach Bepidjan Aben, the Tzarech Hei Sloim, Ulechor Eloimach Mahani Hano. So with the Avne Miluyim, it's difficult to understand this. If he's being Mekadisher with the Hano that she's Pater from him, how's that Shayach by Pidjan Aben? That you need five slaim. And l'chayra, hana is not effective by pidgin ha-ben. Kedushin is a din in hana, b'seder. But not by pidgin ha-ben. So how can we have a discussion here about her being married if nisach l'amos by pidgin ha-ben? If you say, like we're saying in the Rashba, that the money is b'ein, b'seder. Aval im ata rotze lomar, k'mo ha-avnei miluim, sh'kavana shu mekadesh ota b'hana'a, so how's that shaykh by Pidgin HaBen? Or by Pidgin HaBen, Hanah is not effective? So this Taka of Minchas Chinuch who says that by Pidgin HaBen and Shin Sari Beis Osvav, Mahani Nesinas Hanah like by Kiddushin. But look at the Rashba himself and of Zayin Amar Aleph. He holds that Hana is not considered money. El gabe agavra makne mahani mishum shanaron hanasu kili yesh la mamish. The Rashba writes, the atu b'isha b'karka hanazu kesef mamishi. Hana yesh kan kesef ein kan. El kadeh lekayim kavanas hamakne v'daitu hanaron hanasu Kili Yeshlam Mamashi Iskaim Daito Alav. So when a woman is getting married, not in the conventional way, that the Gemara is talking about getting married midin Arev, midin Evet Kenaini. So, for example, midin Arev, when she says to him, Tein mana leploni v'kadish ani lach, so she's mekudeshes midin Arev, so she's not getting the Hana. But it doesn't matter. She's not getting the money, but she can still be meshabit herself, like an Arev isn't getting the Hana, and he's still meshabit himself. And this also works between a mamanis. So there the Rashba explains that it's not mamish kesef. So yeah, they get pleasure from the fact that they're being listened to, but there's no kesef. So we see the Hana that they're being, that their directions are being followed as if it's like money. This is like money. Kadeshi is skaim daito olav, that his das or the das of the isha should be on this money. But it's not mamish money. Hana is not chashuva kesef. We just see it, we view it as if it's like kesef. Dishiskaim Daito Olaf. But by Pidgin Aben, you need a Heft of 5 slime. So this would be not like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says you need Hana by Pidgin Aben. Hana is enough by Pidgin Aben. The Rashba would seem to say no. It's a special din by Kedushin that Hana is like Kesef. Kedishiskaim Daito Olaf. Person was listened to, so we consider the null like kesef. But by pidgin aben, you need a heft of 5 slime. So how then do we relate the machlokes if the whole vort is like the Avnei Miluim wants to say that by kedushin, which is mekudeshes with hana, the Gemara uses that legabe pidgin aben. A pidgin aben, according to the Rashi, you can't be miskadeh. You can't redeem with hana. So it seems that the vort here is not the hana. And again, that's not the pashup shot in the Rashi. But the Rashi says that we see the money as if it's be'ain, the money he originally gave her. Not only that, but why would Shmuel argue with Rav? Shmuel says she's not mekudeshes. The bein beno padui, his son is in padui. Why not? The end of the 30 days. Now he's nifteris. Now he doesn't. He's nifter. He doesn't have to give any money to the kohen. He's off the hook. The bill is paid. It's such a good feeling, huh? When you pay the bill and that's it, it's off your head. It's a great feeling. That's the feeling he has. So why would Shmuel argue with Rav? And say, ain't been opadui. Sof, he's niftar from the coin. So, our avoda, Mirtz Hashem, is to understand this Rashba. And that's what we're going to attempt to do in the Kima de Kashir, as they say in Spanish, in the next year. So I ask that you please stay tuned, Bili Neder, and we will see Neflos Mitaras Hashem B'divrei HaGemara VeHaRashba. And Kihem Chayenu V'Yaruch Yameinu. We should mamish be zecha to live this Torah and Lomod V'Lamid Lishma V'Las L'Kaim's Kol Rebei Samu Tarasa V'Yahava. And to remember that Sof Dovra Kol Nishma Selokim Yiro, that's Mitzvos of Shmor Ki Ze Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most positive.